emphasize creating turnovers this offseason. How's it going so far in the last couple of games? Do you feel pretty encouraged by what you see?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're definitely conscious of it, and I think it's just coming right now. Guys are definitely, you know, making an emphasis to, you know, get the ball out when the ball shows. You know, they're trying to strip it out. Ball's in the air, we're going for it.
Is that one of those things that just kind of comes in bunches?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really contagious. You know, that's what I tell the guys, too. You know, once you get that first one, it's like you just have this energy, this like a, almost like a shark, you know what I'm saying? You just feel it, and you go after the ball, and it's contagious. It goes around the whole secondary. Everybody's looking to get that turnover.
Coach said that it's more as much about who you're getting against, whether it's the first unit or whatever. I mean, does that kind of bolster your confidence when you're getting it against the first team as opposed to, you know, the other units out there?
Yeah, I mean, to me, a turnover is a turnover. Once you, like you said, it's contagious, like you said. So if I'm getting it against the third team, the second team, whatever, if it's a turnover, it creates good, great habits. You know what I mean? For the punching the ball out, getting your hands on the ball. Because at the end of the day, no matter who's throwing, you got to catch the ball. So no matter who, you know, is giving the ball to you, you know, it's a practice, it's a habit that you have to work on, is catching the ball or stripping it out. So
is the fourth preseason game important for you, do you think? Because you're still trying to get that rhythm back.
It's important.
Do you care?
I care about all the games. You know, anything, you know, you can use to get better. You know, I don't know what the game plan is going to be, but in whatever, you know, capacity that, you know, coach wants me to be in there, I'm going to use it to get better. You know, this is still a building process. Like you said, you know, we have a long time to go. We have a lot of improvement to go before, you know, week one. And every day out here, you know, in this last preseason game is all going to be used to build up week one.
I had the last, we keep hearing the ball just kind of finds you, and then the first one in team drills last week.
Yeah.
It almost looked like you were back returning a punt. Have you either been given freedom or found a way, like, do you ever freelance? Do you ever, like, you know what I mean, to put yourself in position, or do they usually come within the flow of a defensive game plan, or have you sort of gotten a green light to attack the ball every once in a while during your career?
It's a lot of different things. I don't want to get into details of exactly what, but it's really cool, I'll say that. You know, Coach Rob does a good job of, you know, allowing guys to, you know, creating things, you know, to allow guys to play to their strengths, to do different things. So hats off to him, really, and just I'm just trying to go out there, learn it, and execute it.
Have you always worked with the jugs machine trying to catch the ball one-handed, or is this something new, and why do you do it?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, I feel as if, you know, I have to be able to catch the ball just as well as the receiver does. I mean, if the ball's in the air, you know, it's just as much mine as it is theirs. So that's the approach that I have. So, you know, you never know when that moment's going to come, and I have to have just as good as hands as they do to catch balls. So
have
that's
you made one-handed interceptions in your career?
Yeah, I have.
The other night, you were used as a punt returner late in the game. We've seen in the past where Lance Moore was a part of the return group, but it was usually his job from the 10 on in because of his sure hands and the way he could make good decisions. That was his role, where somebody that maybe, like a Brandon Cooks, who might have the speed to take it all the way, return the punts more in the middle of the field. Could you see yourself in that role at all, Gerald?
Yeah, I definitely can see myself in that role, but, you know, I'm preparing myself for whatever they put me in. And like you said, you know, that could be it. I don't know. But I'm just preparing myself. If I got to return, I got to return it. If I'm catching it, you know, securing the ball, getting the ball back to the offense, and that's what I'll do. But I just want to be ready for whatever they envision.
Would you like to do a punt return in the game just to kind of get it live for once? Yeah, I know.
I'm just – as long as – the biggest goal is just to get it back to the offense. We have a great – good enough offense, you know, as it is. So I'm just trying to make sure I secure the ball and go from there.